life and death and getting old and dementia and all that one after the other. I like the way that happens. I like the way this happens too. Eber, Gospel of, is it IOU or is it love?
Lou.
Lou!
Bringing back the Easter Queen. Alright, it's a little long, so hold on.
Okay.
Oh wait, Jen. Wait a minute, Jen. Jesus and the Apostles were an early psychedelic band that came to Jerusalem to make it big. They were booked to open for the Rolling Stones at Sermon on the Mount, but the Stones backed out last minute and they owned the PA. So the whole thing went down acoustic and their new Nazarene sound swayed the masses. Afterwards, the Stones groupie, who turned out to be Pilate's old lady, invited Jesus back to her place to discuss the missionary position. Jesus' roadie, Judas, got pissed off because he'd been working that chick all day and thought he was going to get into her toga for sure. It wasn't the first time this happened. Jesus got all the babes. Meanwhile, the Pharisee bigwigs were hanging down at the temple, pounding Manischewitz shots and worrying about what might happen if this Son of Man upstart got the nod to open for Elvius. The last thing the Roman occupiers wanted was another controversial headliner like John the Baptist and the Platters. So top Jew Caiaphas paid Judas 30 shekels to pull the plug on the show at the Garden and set Jesus up to get busted. Jesus was supposed to spring for the Seder dinner for the band and crew on Thursday, but he blew all his money on hash Wednesday. He squirted some bread and a gallon of cheap burgundy and devised some shtick to lay on the guy so he wouldn't start doubting his ability to get paying gigs. Dinner got ugly when Judas wigged out. Jesus told Judas to kiss off, and Judas said maybe tomorrow and bolted. The next day, Jesus got busted, and Judas became the first Christmas tree ornament. Pilate interrogated Jesus before sending him uptown to Herod's precinct. Herod asked Jesus to walk on water, but Jesus told him he left his longboard in Galilee, so he couldn't change water into wine either, so Herod sent him back to Pilate, and by now Pilate had found out about the wife of Jesus and their little anointment. So he had Mel Gibson beat the shit out of him. Afterwards, Pilate was going to release him, but the crowd that gathered had already tired of the mellow Jesus sound and were now into this new headbanger band called Barabbas. They convinced Pilate to let them book Barabbas at the Garden and instead cross out Jesus. After Jesus hung on the cross for a few hours, some centurion who had plans later poked him with this spear in the ribs to speed things up a little bit. Joseph, not his real father, bribed another centurion for Jesus' body. Everyone thought Jesus was dead, but he was just asleep. It had been a rough couple of days. So they wrapped him up in a 14th century shroud and sealed him in a cave and then went back to town to grab dinner. When they came back the next day, Jesus was gone, and there were two record execs there from Virgin Records. Jesus had signed a six-figure deal and was heading to the City of Angels to cut a record. Peter figured out that Jesus had sold out and started denying he'd ever played with him in Magdalene. And Jesus hooked up one more time before Jesus left town, but nobody ever believed her. And that was the last anyone ever saw of him. Years later, his work was recorded by players that never saw him live, and cover bands have been butchering his songs ever since.